We're about to do what was called yesterday the I Love You roulette game, where you just get your phone, write a message, put I love you in that message, then close your eyes, flick through your phone book, and when I shout stop, you send it to whoever it stopped on without looking.
Can I be exempt from today's after yesterday's Trevor Nelson incident?
No. Now, I'm just looking through some of the numbers that I might text with our phrase today. There's the boss, Ben. That wouldn't be good, would it?
No.
Also, there's... I seem to have a number for my local Chinese, which is a mobile number, so that's good. Who have you got?
I've got the boss. I've got some people from football. BBC Transport. Barry Chuckle. Yep. Barry McGuigan.
Wow.
Beegs, that's Peter Beegree. The boss.
Yeah.
Ben Cohen.
Yeah. Who have you got?
Bevo from the FA.
She's got some very interesting ones in her phone. Let's go through some of those that it could be to.
Alistair Griffin.
Who? Annie
Alistair
Mack.
Alistair Griffin.
Anthony. Do you remember you won Big Brother?
Yeah.
Anthony.
You've got all the stars. Yeah. Anybody else?
David Dickinson.
Right.
Ben Fogle.
Amazing. Who was Alistair Griffin? Was he on Fame Academy?
Yeah.
All right, cool. Why have you got his number? Right, let's play the text roulette game on Radio 1. The idea is this. You get your phone out, your mobile phone, and you go to write message, okay? I'm going to tell you what the message is. Then you must go to your phone book, close your eyes, and just flick through your phone book until I say stop. And whoever it stops on, you must send the message you've just written to without opening your eyes. You're not allowed to look, all right?
Okay.
Get me?
Yeah,
cool.
Okay.
All right, today's message. Go to write message now on your phone. Everybody's got their phone out. Play along fun at home. Right, the message you're writing in your phone is, I can see you.
Right.
And that's going to properly freak some people out. All right?
I might put an exclamation mark with that.
Right, yeah. I can see you, right, in the phone now.
Yeah.
Okay, done that?
Yes.
I can see you. Then, go to your phone book, close your eyes, and flick through your mobile phone address book. Flick. Keep flicking. Keep flicking. Keep flicking. Keep flicking. Stop! Now, send it to that person without looking. Let me know what happens. Who'd you send it to? A lot of people got their boss. Some people got their ex. That's going to be awkward. Some people got it to their friend who's just sitting next to them at work. Obviously, you can see them. I can see you was the message. Let me know what it is. 81199, what happened? Someone just said, I've just freaked the hell out of my mum. I've been blind for 6 years. How did you text me then? Well, we appear to have people who've sent the I can see you message to people, well, their friends in the changing room of shops. Also, a big scream just came from the staff toilet when Nicola realised that her boss could see her. Hello, person?
Hello.
Who? I won't say who you are, but tell me what just happened.
I'm sat in my bedroom, listening to the radio, doing a bit of revision, and my sister was in the shower next door, across the landing, and I sent a text to her. She just got out of the shower, just putting some clothes on, I presume. She really wasn't happy.
Right. So, what's the atmosphere like now? It's not good, right?
It's pretty tense, yeah. I'm kind of hiding.
Right.
Hiding away from her now.
It's kind of wrong on a lot of levels, yeah. Isn't it? A lot.
Scott in Essex texted it to his nan's landline, so now has the Tom Baker voice telling his nan that he's watching her or he can see her.
Now, can I just say, if you did text the words, I can see you, to somebody like your nan, please could you text them back and tell them that it was a joke, thanks.
Mm.
Not that their phone will be on. Why is that? They never switch their phone on.
No.
My nan's got one. It's never on. No, I just turn it off. What's the point of having it then? another person says, why the hell would you have Brian Connolly's number in your phone? And more importantly, why would you keep it?
Because he's a close personal friend.
Has Brian texted back yet?
No, he hasn't. But I think that's because he might be on stage in Panto in Birmingham at the moment, doing a matinee.
Maybe he thinks you're now in the audience, doesn't he?
Well, probably, yeah.
In which case, why would you text that to him? Yes, you can. I'm on stage.
Idiot.
It's 5:40 on Radio 1.